Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, welcoming you to Inside Twin Hills, where we are giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and community. And boy, oh boy, are they going to bless your soul, my friends. You are in for a treat and a treasure. Well, just like David and Jonathan like to shoot their arrows straight, I've got my super straight co-host, Gray Haas, everybody.
Hey, Hallie, how you doing?
Oh, Gray, are you okay? What's up, buddy?
I'm sorry, I'm on my phone right now. I'm having a bit of, well... there's a bit of drama, as my kids would say.
You got, what's up? Are you okay?
Well, Hallie, as you know, I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter and I love Instagram.
You sure do.
And someone I follow is Bobby Houston. I don't know if you know who that is, but that is the wife of, well, she's a senior teaching pastor at Hillsong. And she's the wife of Brian C. Houston. And she's the co-global senior pastor of Hillsong Church and the founder of Color Conference and the Color Sisterhood. Now, Hallie, you know, I'm sorry, I've got to just tweet back here.
Oh, she's tweeting at you right now.
Yeah.
Wait, she's a speaker? She's a Christian speaker and a teaching pastor?
Right. She is a teaching pastor too. And, okay, so here's what happened, Hallie. Most days, Bobby tweets out a tweet that says, my prayer for you today is blank. So then she'll just tweet something inspirational. So,
that's so cool.
The other day she said, my prayer for you is that you will truly believe that, quote, every word God speaks is sure and every promise is pure. And that's from Psalms. Now, I also have been tweeting, my prayer for you today is blank, for quite some time.
Oh.
And then what happened is, Hallie, she tweeted at me, hey, my prayer for you today is something that I sort of have developed. She sent this to me as a personal message. She didn't do it in public. And I kind of came back and I said, hey, can you show me a timestamp because I've also been doing my prayer for you today is blank. So she did. And I went back, Hallie, and I showed her a timestamp of over 3 years ago, I think was my first one. It wasn't those exact words, but it was my prayer is blank. And I basically said, hey, I've sort of like changed up these words a little bit, but this is kind of my thing too.
Yeah.
Hallie, she went public with this. She went into her public feed. She said, this guy has been tweeting my prayer for you today is blank. And I've gotten a lot of hate and a lot of people coming subtweeting me, Hallie. That means they get down below and they start really going to town with a lot of the GIFs.
Oh.
And they're doing a lot of GIFs at me right now. And I keep coming back to you. And so, you know, I don't like to poke the bear, but I said, you know, my prayer for you today is that y'all would leave me alone.
Okay.
And then I said, my prayer for you today is that I told one guy to, hey, go take a long walk.
Okay.
I said, hey, my prayer for you today is that you take that those words right out of your mouth.
Okay.
Or I'll do something about it.
Okay.
So it's just kind of getting heated, Hallie. And, sure. You know, she's got, she's got 169,000 followers.
Whoa.
And
how many followers do you have?
I have, let's see, I've got about 1,300.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that is, you know, mostly my kids and some of the friends. I have more followers on Instagram. But the thing is, Hallie, it's just getting a bit heated and I feel a bit nervous, but I'm not going to back down because I am the one who came up with my prayer for you today is blank.
You are, and you have the timestamp to prove it 3 years ago.
That's
There's
right.
no arguing that.
Right. So sorry if I have to duck out briefly. It's probably because I'm just going to kind of dealing with an online crisis.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I totally understand if you have to step out and take care of it. That's so sad. I'm sorry, my friend. I am so sorry.
I did tweet my prayer for you today is that you'd get a real lady name because the name is Bobby Houston.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a guy.
Right.
It sounds like a fella.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. But then I deleted that one and then they screenshotted it and put it back at me. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that one.
Yeah, but
I mean, Bobby Houston, it sounds like an astronaut.
It really does. It really does.
Doesn't even sound like a lady name.
You know what? Everyone knows Bobby is a man's name.
Right.
It
she
just
does
is.
Spell it with an I-E. Oh. I was like, that just sounds like a young boy's name.
Well, if it's a girl, it's just with an I.
Right.
Not an I-E. So I just don't know where she gets off. I just don't.
How was your week?
Oh, well, I know that you are definitely too blessed to be stressed even when things are tough, but I had a great week. I'll tell you what, Steve was answering questions off of Twitter this weekend in the services where people could live tweet at him and ask him questions from the Bible, and that was the whole service. And he does it twice a year, and it's a crowd favorite. And he showed me one that he had skipped over, and luckily people didn't realize he had done that, but he showed me one in the 9 o'clock service that he didn't use, and I couldn't believe it. It said, the tweet at him said, and he's supposed to answer all the questions. He's like, I'll answer any question from the Bible. And the question said, why does the Bible say that if your brother dies, you can bang his wife? And I said, well, I says, first of all, I says, Steve, I'm horrified that you had to read that garbage that obviously came from a trash person who's trying to cause problems. And Steve said, no, 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 it is a legit question, though the language was crass.
Right. I didn't think they had guns back then.
Here's what it comes from. It's evidently in Mark 12:19. It says here, I'll read it. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if anyone's brother should die and leave behind a wife and not leave children, that his brother should take the wife and put his seed in her.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And that's from the New Testament. That's from the New Testament. That's not OT, baby.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it. And so I started immediately checking Lance's LDLs and his cholesterol and all that stuff right away because his brother Bruce is, well, let's just say he's not my type.
Oh, right. The one who served in Desert Shield.
That's right. That's right. And I've told you before that he sucks on his mustache and beard hairs. He pulls them in with his teeth like this.
Right.
And you can see him sucking on them. And I really find that distasteful. And also, he's a bit of a drinker. And he loses money in Vegas. And I just shudder to think. Isn't that wild?
That's awful.
So I am really, as you know, my husband, Lance Laban, is paleo. And I'm going to be trying to sneak in a little turkey instead of beef here and there because...
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. happy price, Priceline.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Too anointed to be disappointed, just like God gave Jacob a new name. We've got a great new guest for you today, everybody. Please welcome, and I don't mean to butcher your name, my sweet friend, but please welcome Vincentis Mabolivicius. Did I say that right, my friend Vincentis?
That was a almost best version that I've heard.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good. Vincentis
Mobilibichus.
Mobilibichus.
Vincentis Mobilibichus.
Mobilibichus.
Awesome.
It's fun to say that one.
It feels good. It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it slides. It rolls.
Now, Vincentis, it's so cool that you're here because you're one of the first people that we've had on the podcast that is from one of our many sister campuses and churches that we've planted around the world. And so tell the listeners, where exactly are you from?
I'm from Vilnius, Lithuania.
Vilnius, Lithuania.
Yeah.
That is so
silent
cool.
I in there. Vilnius.
Vilnius. Now, where is Lithuania?
It's in the crotch between Poland and Romania and Russia.
Oh, that's so cool. So is that Europe or is that Asia?
That's a great question and constantly changing. But it's Europe and just a horse sneeze from the Russia.
Yeah. And I know that it's all kind of up for grabs over there, isn't it? Because the Russians will say, I'm taking Crimea. And then I can't keep up with it. But it's all...
No, that was accurate. Yeah.
And back and forth
with Crimea. Like, I'm smoking. I'm not smoking. We own it. We don't.
Yeah, and then it was Yugoslavia, and then it was the Slavic
Slovenia, Slovenia. But that's not as close. But yeah, it's in flux, it's fluid.
That's so cool.
So, Vincentis, could you just tell us what is the campus like that Twin Hills has created? I'm sure we've got an exciting thing happening in Lithuania.
Yeah, so, and this one is difficult for some people to hear, but basically what it is there is an upstairs location above, I don't know how you say this one, but like an internet cafe.
Ooh.
And it's just okay. How do you say that one? Like a econ, like a studio apartment.
Oh.
And it's just that. And it's a my friend he's my cousin, but I call him a friend, Vlen. And Vlen is the one who hosts that, and that's what the location is. And you can put like 7 people in there at a time.
Oh, that's cool. You got like folding chairs and stuff, or you?
It's just a cot.
Oh.
It's a fold-out futon, and you know, and that's. But it's not. It's about what it is, and we're just getting started with what it can be.
So does he give a message and everyone stands around and sings or what?
Yeah, he's just, but he's, it's very conversational and it's just about who has a problem today and what should we eat and can we do it like after the match? Do you know what I mean? It's like a, it's a social club.
Ooh, what's a match? Is it like a boxing match?
Football, yeah. Oh, European football.
Oh, soccer.
Here it's called soccer and no one cares about where we are. It's not huge exactly where we are, but everything around us is very much into that. And then basketball as well. It's just if there's a game, we watch a game and then someone will read a passage from the internet and we'll talk about Jesus Christ.
Now, do you like soccer a lot?
Yeah, it's fine, but it's more just winter is 11 months where we are. Okay. And then the 12th month is just like boiling hell.
Yeah.
So I might be getting a bit lost in the translation. From what I understand, the other people that we brought over from the sister churches are mostly pastors that are learning from our staff here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but from what I can tell, you're actually not doing the, you're not running the church there. So what did we bring you here for?
So my passport, when they asked, hey, who's available, who can go there and to Indianapolis and do this thing, and it was quick because it's very disorganized in our chapter. So, and they said, who has it? Who has a passport that's ready to go right now? If I get you a flight right now, if we go to orbits and we just say right now, fly to Indianapolis from Vilnius, which, by the way, it's 3 flights to get to Moscow from Vilnius before you can.
Okay, wait. So sorry, I'm a bit confused. So you had to take 3 flights going to Moscow the other direction.
Yeah, but that's not as special. It's just that's how you do it. In the same way that like if you're trying to go to Moscow, maybe you can't get a direct flight from Indianapolis. You have to go first to O'Hare or to the LaGuardia. And the
right, but at least that's going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And that not for us.
Okay.
We have to go hip-hop in old Moscow and then you can come. And then still we are... You know, I was Kennedy, and then for some reason, Dulles, that's not the Reagan, it's the other one, and then over to
Indianapolis. A lot of flying. Can you sleep on a plane?
It was 9 flights. Yeah.
9 flights?
Yeah. I took Xanax and Canadian clubs.
Oh.
So so it seems like you got the passport.
I had the passport because I'm working for a company and for a long time, and I happened to have that one, and it was ready to go, and I have a family, and was trying to split from them.
Oh, so you were working for a Christian organization, or
no? This is like a telecom company there.
Oh,
and so I'm just doing I don't know how you're saying that here, but like a marketing, sales, that kind of thing, branding.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really just, it's a state-run operation, and it's so I can do whatever they have me do. And
you've stayed here at Twin Hills longer than you thought you were going to, right?
14 months, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so they just got you driving the shuttle bus in the parking lot, bringing people in from the furthest parts of the parking lot. Is that just so you can have some bang-around cash?
Yeah, exactly. They're saying to me, hey, what can you do? Are you interested in leading any kind of special clubs? And I said, I'm not feeling so perfect for these things. I'm not feeling like I can lead in that way. Partially language barrier, partially not being very well versed in the verses. And so then they say, can you drive? Of course I can drive. I'm from Lithuania. That's one of our main things we're known for. It's a skill. It's a national skill. Lowest number of vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter is in Lithuania.
Really?
Best drivers in the world.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I know these churches we planted around the world. We do send funds, correct, to start these churches.
Yeah, Twin Hills is supporting your church back there, right?
Yeah, and I can't imagine that it's very... I can't imagine that our facility is very expensive to operate.
Right. Yeah. Right. So what do you think the other money is being used for?
Very small. Last time we were seating, many of us seating on just old pizza boxes stacked up with coins inside of them into a little structural tower.
Pizza there.
Oh, pizza's everywhere. I've been to so many countries where you'd say, they have pizza? And they do.
Oh, okay. That's good. I love pizza.
Name a country that you think is the most far-flung.
Mexico.
Nah, I've not been there, but...
Okay. In Indonesia.
No, but like one that people go to that I would have gone to.
Okay. Africa.
No, that's...
Africa?
But like...
New Zealand.
But like close to where I'm from and would have gone.
Vermont or Vancouver. Serbia.
They have pizza there.
Okay.
What about... Wow, okay.
Croatia?
Yeah, they have pizza there.
Okay.
Romania?
Yep, pizza.
Estonia?
All these places. Every single one place.
Siberia.
Oh. You might have caught me there. I don't know. That place is so remote and...
So it seems like you've been to a lot of countries sort of right around Lithuania.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the money that is coming from the church is, I think, is being put to good use because every month we're sending out a news blast trying to get children and young people to come in and understand what we're doing and learn about what's happening and spread the word of Jesus Christ.
Do you think it's really catching on?
I think it's very slow. Very slow, because people have other activities and other churches that are been around for thousands of years.
Oh.
And this one's like, oh, what's this? It's the same way that people are slow to adapt to flat screen TVs and, liquid soap.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, I think this is what you were trying to ask earlier, Gray. So what do you think that your chapter of the church, how do you think they're using the money that Twin Hills is sending over there?
My guess is investment in facilities, investment in programs.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
You know, I talked to Vlen about it, and he's not giving me all the information. But in Lithuania, culturally, we like to put a lot of trust in the power structure. So I don't press him on this. I don't ask him about this. He's like in this movie, The Departed.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he's my Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
I'm like his Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not asking that. He's older. He's an intimidating presence.
Yeah, and is that a cultural thing that you can't question like an elder?
I can, but it's not the best move for me and for my family.
Now, I have a question culturally. So here we are in America. See, I don't know.
I love it here, by the way.
You love it? What do you love?
Just it's very, everything is so much light.
Oh, okay.
Everything
here in Indianapolis.
Yes. Everything is bright and light.
Really?
Like just when you're in a store, all the lights are working. When you go to an airport, every light is on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Pacers game?
I would love to go to a Pacers game, but last time I was supposed to go and I got sick for a week.
Oh,
and so
no.
Now my belief is that it was not meant to be.
Oh. What did you get?
They are saying to me that it's a virus.
Really?
And I'm very skeptical about this.
Yeah.
I'm anti-vax.
Oh, okay.
So they think maybe that's why this happened to me, because I refuse to get any kind of shot.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, just because I believe the devil works inside these serums, and I'm not sure why they would want me to take the devil's serum.
Yeah.
Is that something that your cousin is... told you.
Vlen has taught us that and showed us that's from the God's book.
So you haven't been vaccinated for anything? Like, I'm trying to think of what I've been vaccinated for. Polio or measles or any of that stuff?
Like two of every three people in Lithuania will have a mild polio.
Oh.
Not like with, you won't have to do all the leg braces. You can just limp.
Right. Yeah.
But we call it soft legs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
So it's not it's not a disability. It's not a minority. It's a proud, you can do that there.
So you mentioned your family, the best thing for your family. Tell us about your family. Do you have family back or do they come with you?
No. I have a wife. I have children. I have mother-in-law, my own father, and that complicated relationship between those two as well, living with me, all of us together. Oh. So this has been a great opportunity for me to leave them.
Oh. Right.
So where do they put you up here?
I'm staying with Rodney. Do you know this guy?
Oh.
Rodney from the kitchen.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rodney Sohn.
Right.
Rodney Sohn. Yeah. So I'm staying with him. He's got bunk beds that are in a guest room, and I'm staying in one of those. And then other people can cycle through there, and they're also doing the same. I'm on the top bunk because that's the good one, and it's easier to have a vantage point.
So is your family like, you're in the land of plenty, you got to send stuff back?
I send things to them, and we do like a one call a week, and I use a card for that.
What are some of the things that you've sent back to Lithuania from here?
Snack foods, big time.
Ooh. Really?
Big time snack foods.
What, like a combos, a Pringles?
We have no combos there, nothing even remotely similar. So I'm sending all the different flavor options of that. Also, some wet snacks as well. So just different drinks, things like that. We don't have Fanta. We don't have Country Time Lemonade, all these things like that. So Squirt. Things, all the fast snack foods, I'm sending all of that stuff. And then the peanut butter and jelly that comes together in the same squeeze tube.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet they think that's cool.
Yeah, that's confusing and exciting for them because we don't have that. And so it's hard. And peanut butter is very expensive in Lithuania.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, the legend has that when the Cold War was happening, Jimmy Carter was associated with peanuts because he was a peanut farmer. And at that moment, the Russians decide, no more peanuts on anything. I don't want to see a single shell, a shard of a shell. I don't want to smell that smell. Even the circus, the elephants, many elephants died during this time, and no one's aware of this because no peanuts were allowed anywhere in Russia. At
really?
That time, Lithuania was inside Soviet Union.
Oh.
So peanuts, just not something that you see. And culturally now, just you don't see it. Even though we are allowed to have it, people don't want to do it.
Now, Binchintis, I noticed you've got around your neck, are those called the VR?
Headset. Yeah.
Now, have you gone into VR?
I love VR. That's one of the main things that I'm excited about to be in the United States is just to wear this around and then report back on what these things are. I can't bring it. I can't send it back. There is some entertainment that you can get here now, so you are find yourself. I was just watching a short film,
okay,
and it was to be that you are sailing on a boat from one end of a lake to another side, and I believe that I was on this boat, and people say, well, that's not what, but what happens in there? And I say, that what else do you want to happen? This is early days when. When first they were a word processor for the computer, people say, oh, but I can't even capitalize. Well, soon later you can. So right now I'm sailing, but in 1 year maybe it's a fast boat. 2 years from now I'm hovercrafting across the water, and before you know, it's you must crawl before you can. What do you say that here?
Crawl before you walk? Yeah.
Yeah, you must crawl before you can walk.
Okay. I have so many questions for you.
Because you don't have the VR in Lithuania, you do the VR here and then you report back, is what you're saying.
I send a written report and oral report on my VR experiences to my family. And my understanding is that people then gather together and talk about what I was experiencing in VR. I was doing this recently, and the pastor who's the older pastor here?
Steve
came to me. He said, well, really? And they enjoy that. I said, yes, no reports tell me that they do not enjoy that. And he said, I have a brother-in-law who plays a fantasy sports, and I, when he talks about that, I often feel like the most bored that I can feel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
I don't understand it. He said, this reminds me of that. How can that be is something that I care about?
Right.
Vincentis, I have to ask you a question because...
Steve,
isn't he incredible?
I'm terrible with names, great with faces.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, that's great.
Is it? I feel the only way this skill could be valuable is if I were to witness a crime.
Mm, sure. Oh,
have you witnessed a crime?
Yes.
And did you have to go to a sketch artist?
Not here.
Oh.
Nah, we don't have a sketch artist in Lithuania.
Really?
Oh. No.
Really?
No. Just stamps.
Oh. Really?
There's 6 stamps. It was decided by the government that there are 6 types of looks on people.
Oh, 6 types of faces.
So you just,
okay.
You point and that's disappointing because, of course, there's more nuance.
Oh, so you have to go. So if you see a crime in Lithuania, you're going in and you're just going, he's one of these 6 stamps.
Yes, and inevitably there are more looks of people and the criminals are just going out of their way to make sure they don't ever appear to be one of those six looks.
Like this is a man with a beard. This is a man without a beard.
It's a fail.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's a fail.
It's a fail.
What are the 6 faces?
One is just a dad, like a plain dad. One is like a younger dad with mustache. The next one is like a skinny guy who's worried.
Okay.
That's the third. Fourth one is a chubby guy who's just lost a job.
Okay.
The fourth one after that, that one is a dog-faced man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Then the 5 is just the guy who looks with no emotion, and also that he has not been near the outside. And the 6th one is just a Chinese man.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's never. You never see a Chinese man in Lithuania, ever. Really? And so really what you're talking about is 5 types.
So did they just throw that in for...
I think they're hoping that there will be a criminal that is Chinese and that everyone will always easily be able to point to him and say,
I
saw him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the hope that I believe. My cousin Glenn is also a detective.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's not there. It's sad to do that work there because there is a lot of unsolved crimes.
Really?
And that you can't, I'm sorry, not unsolved, never can be solved. Mm. Like, he's not allowed to solve them.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's part of it.
They don't want him to solve them.
No.
So you can literally get away with murder there.
Well, yeah, between the stamps and that you're not allowed to investigate, yeah.
Wow.
And they kill the people that try to, you know, solve these things. Mm. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to not get in trouble there, more than to get in trouble. So my thing is, why do it?
That's right.
Yeah, why do the crime?
What do you think the Lord is doing in your life that you've stayed here for 14 months? Because it seems like in your country, and I don't want to be critical, but it seems like there's a lot of problems, and I hope, and I guess my prayer is that you're going to take some of these things that the Lord has put on your heart that you've learned about Jesus, and you're going to take them back to Lithuania with you.
My hope is that I can take everything that Jesus Christ is giving me and use it right here in Indianapolis for the rest of my life. I don't know what I can give at this point to my country, to my family, and I am working so hard to distance myself from my country and my family because I think that my message from the Lord is to stick around and try and get into the culture more here, start a new family, and move forward from here.
Well, you know, those were the words of Jesus himself when he said, even foxes have dens, and but unless you are willing to leave your family to follow the Son of Man, then you are not my follower. So, I mean, maybe you're more of a Christ follower than any of us.
But what is the one about the fox?
Foxes have dens, and birds have nests, even the lilies of the field. I'm messing it up.
Now, I notice every time you say the word fox, Vincentis is really balling up his fist in kind of an angry
fist. Yeah, what is it
about
fox?
I was, as a child, that was a that was a nickname that they had for me. Ooh. And so when I hear anything about a fox, my ears perk up like a fox. And I'm saying, what are they saying about me? And why did they give me that name?
Why did they give you that? Because here it's a good thing. If you call a girl a fox, it means that she's foxy. It means she's attractive.
I've learned about that. I went down the rabbit hole and learned about Michael J. Fox. I learned about this Fox Broadcasting Corporation.
Fox and Friends is my favorite.
So you were just Googling Fox. You're trying to figure it out.
Every night I try to spend about 5 to 10 minutes Googling Fox and get as far down as I can into there. There's all kinds. Printing companies
like
called Fox.
Yeah.
Crazy Leica. All of these things are Fox. And
this
was something
that
I don't
you.
Like it. I don't like to have a nickname and not know why it happened to me. That's the investigation of my lifetime.
Well, are you
not who are my children and how can I help them grow? Do you know what they mean?
Yeah. Well, are you doing it? This might be a dumb question. Are you Googling it in the Lithuanian language or are you doing it in English? Because in English, it might be producing different meanings.
Yeah.
Oh. And
I'm doing it in all the languages that I can find and just that I can read and understand. Yeah.
Well, I have a cultural question for you, Vincenta. So, and I feel like you and I have a good relationship because we actually talk a lot because, you know, I park way far out in the parking lot because I'm trying to get my steps in. I'm trying to my Fitbit.
You're the only employee full time here that parks in any of the double letter lots.
I do every single day because I'm trying to get my steps. Because I'm going to be very honest with you, Vincentis, and I don't know if you have this in your country, but I like the pastas and the breadsticks and the sauces, and I don't want to blow up like a tick. I want to still be able to occasionally leave the lights on with my husband, Lance Labonte. It's probably never going to happen again. I've kept the lights off for a long time in terms of when we have our intimate marriage bed and all that, and I just don't feel real good about my. And so I'm doing. I got my Fitbit. I went into the pool with the other one. This is a brand new one that I got at Costco, and so I'm doing my steps. Anyway, I'm always coming in from way far out there, and he pulls up in his shuttle, and he always says, "Hallie, I don't mean to do your accent.
No, that was good.
Hallie, get in the. I'll give you up there. I got the AC, cranking in here." And I say, "No, Vincentis, I gotta get my steps." And he will just drive along beside me, and he'll talk to me. A lot of times, he's got the Cubby game on WGN, and he'll be calling the Cubs game. He'll tell me the score, and I'll say, "Well, that's cool. Sounds like they're having a good season." It's funny that you follow the Cubs.
Well, yeah, that is the when I came here, they said, "Well, what's your team, guy?" I said, "You tell me." And then they said, "Yeah, I would go with these guys." And so then I follow them. And
there's a guy on there who's married to a Christian singer.
Oh, really?
There's a Cubby.
Yeah, Ben Zobrist.
Oh, you know his name.
Yeah, and that name is, he says it's not, but that's a Lithuanian name.
Zobrist. Okay.
So I think this guy is Lithuanian. Now, his wife, Christian,
singer.
Pop singer.
Uh-huh.
And she just was f***ing another guy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
And
don't mess with me. Is that true? She's a Christian pop singer.
And their marriage is over now.
He
left the team
what?
Without a leadoff hitter because of this. I will tell you this right now. In Lithuania, this would not fly.
Oh.
A bunch of different ways. Because if she's having sex, if she's having sex with someone else outside of her marriage, that is fine. But you cannot get caught.
So
she can do it all the time, but she cannot get caught.
How did she get caught?
I don't know about that. They do not announce that.
Who was she sleeping with?
I also don't know
and
that.
And then the Cubs player was so... Is he a pitcher? What is he?
He's a... they call him a utility guy, which in Lithuania means that you work in the...
Mines?
On the grid. But he's a... the mines can be, but he plays all positions and great attitude and wonderful guy.
And he left the Cubs because he was so distraught about her infidelity?
First they say that he's dealing with family matters, and then, you do some digging and
did he go to another team?
Julianne, I don't forget her name.
I'm wondering.
Zobrist. She's singing the national anthem. She's singing the seventh inning stretch.
I'm wondering if it's really Juliana Zobrist.
It's Juliana Zobrist.
Okay. I mean, I was guessing because of the last name.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I know Juliana Zobrist.
Yeah.
I've been to many of her concerts, and I was like,
she's talented.
She's very talented, and I'm just wondering. I was like, could it be a coincidence that the same last name?
It's definitely the same one that we're talking about. Yeah.
Juliana Zobrist.
She took his name because she's a Christian. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So she's,
what do you think about her?
Well, I like that she's singing in the Lord's name. And then I'm upset that we could use a little more taking pitches and working counts and having some ducks on the pond. So for my team, I'm very conflicted about that one.
So did he go to another Major League Baseball team?
No, he's just, I think he's just in Chicago crying.
Oh.
It's very sad.
What's your favorite kind of music?
Just comedy albums.
Ooh, comedy albums. That's cool.
Do you have a favorite comedian?
I tell you what, right now, I love Jeffrey Ross. He's roast mastering. And then also Aziz Ansari.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I have an old vinyl album of Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. He's huge, huge in Lithuania. Yeah.
Yeah, and his stand-up is real clean. You can let kids listen to it.
We put them sleep to that one, and they're out.
Yeah.
They're out cold.
Well, just like Isaac blessed Jacob, you've blessed us with your questions and queries. It's time for mailbag, everybody. Here we go. Vincenzo, you want to answer a question from a twin hiller?
I very much.
Here we go. Hi there, my siblings in Christ. I'm a single lady about to turn 29, so you can imagine I've worried about not being married yet because I don't feel I can fulfill my true purpose as a Christian woman if I am not a wife and mother. About 6 months ago, I met a new guy at church and we started dating. Recently, he revealed that he's married, but his divorce is about to be finalized. He became a Christian last year, but she's not a believer. The Bible says you should never, ever get divorced, but his wife won't reconcile, and so he has no choice. Now I'm wondering if it's okay if we get married after his divorce is finalized. Luke 16:18 says a man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. So I'm wondering if that would affect me since I'm a woman marrying a divorced man. I don't want to spend the rest of my life alone, and I'm afraid this is my only chance. Thanks so much, Brittany. Wow, that is a good question. Wow. That's a tough one.
There's a lot to uncover there.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
I mean, she makes a good point. In the book of Luke, it says a man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
Right.
But if she's a woman marrying a man, I feel like women might not be as important as men, and so we should just be happy with what we could get. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's a great, like...
Like, men are held to a different standard.
Yeah. Know? Well, in Lithuania, we are very clearly hold the men at a different height than the women.
Yeah.
That's been an adjustment for me here, that right now we're very much, okay, women are the same. I know we're all humans. That's not for the debate, but this kind of thing. I hope that she understands that I don't judge her differently for this.
Oh, that's good.
But I think she will be judged by the Lord differently for this.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had an instance, Vincenzo, where you've, because you are married, correct?
Yes.
Right. But you're still together, thank God.
We are together, but also I am engaged to a woman here as well.
Okay.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Here, is she a twin heller? Or?
She is indeed, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does she know about you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. And she recites some verse for me that made a really good sense about what it all means in that way. It's amazing. My favorite thing about religion so far about the church is that there's always a way to like explain a thing that's happening. It's incredible. And there's always a way to say, hey, you feel like you did something that's bad, but also Jesus says, is it bad or is it an opportunity? That's the kind of like open optimism that That's America for me.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Jesus Christ for me, that is an American guy.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Big time American guy with American values and attitudes. Absolutely. We don't have that version of Jesus in Lithuania.
Okay.
Oh, what's he like in Lithuania?
He's like a guy, he's like a depressed uncle. Do you
really?
Know?
Oh, the, really?
That's Jesus.
Is he one of the six?
Like the guy, he's like a regular dad look with, he's like a combo of one and three.
Okay. Oh, the guy that doesn't go outside.
Yeah.
You know, to answer this question, I think I don't know all the details that Brittany has given us. For example, I don't know what his marriage was like before that. I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah.
So I don't know if even getting married is a possibility for her after this guy.
Fair.
But what I would say is, Brittany, hit your knees, because that's where you'll find the answer.
That's right.
In prayer,
yeah,
things come to you.
Seek his face.
And if you seek his face,
yes,
his face will show up.
That's right.
What?
Vincentus Mabolivichus was played by Brad Morris. Oh, I love him so much. Follow him at BradMorris773. That's Chi-Town, baby. He is keeping it real.
I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. Our incredible producer is Ryan Countshouse. Follow us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the podcast, please support us on Patreon.